Joining me in the studio this morning from the Sitka Conservation Society are Adam Andes, who is the Community Outreach Coordinator. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Rob.
And Ellen Frankenstein is a filmmaker who made Eating Alaska, among other things. And Spencer Severson is the Vice President of the Sitka Conservation Society Board. Good morning, Ellen and Spence.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob.
And a big Sitka Conservation Society event is coming up next week, right,
mm-hmm. Adam? The second annual Wild Foods Potluck. It's a really great event. We have folks from throughout the community bring everything that they've harvested and canned and grown and fished locally. And we have a big table full of dishes, and we all enjoy food together.
Yeah, and we were talking before we went on. I was saying, second annual, I've been to this thing. You know, it seems like I've attended, you know, like years ago, but it used to be kind of a smaller function and at the senior center and sort of involving SCS board things. But I guess it's just outgrown that venue, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to do our annual meeting and we'd have our voting and all the members were invited to come, and it was a little bit more of a business meeting, and we decided to just distill all of the fun out of it into one big Wild Foods potluck party.
That's
and
good.
keep all the business separate.
Not a bad strategy, probably. Mm-hmm. And Spencer and Ellen, I guess you guys are the former defending champions.
We are. We're the controversial defending champions, conflict of interest sort of thing.
Sure.
Swearing that the Mount Edgecombe kids that judged last year did not know that we had made that dish.
Did we make it clear there's a contest to this? That there's an element to this?
Okay, so it's Wednesday, November 2nd, and if you want to enter a dish to be judged, Adam, you'd like people to come at 5:30.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, if you're just going to bring a dish at all, which we really hope folks will, if they can come at 5:30, then they can bring a dish. You can also enter it into the best dish judging contest. So there's best entree, best side, best dessert, and then most creative, and then most local ingredients. And then there will be also booths there. So folks come, drop off their dish at 5:30 or bring their dish at 5:30, enjoy the community booths, get to know everyone. There will be some music from some high school students who are gonna play. And then we'll eat shortly thereafter once everyone has gotten brought their dish.
Okay, so Ellen, you and Spencer walked away with this thing last year.
Ellen did. She got the shoes.
Okay.
she got the Merrells that she was.
I think there was another brand, but we should tell them what
sorry.
We made.
Yeah.
Because part of like eating local is like making food together, making it as a family and gathering it as a family and sharing it with other people. That's so Sitka to me, is having events where you have local foods and share them. So what did we make, Spencer?
Well, I caught the halibut. Ellen gathered the beach asparagus, or we actually probably did both together, to tell you the truth. She usually goes out with me when we set a subsistence gate, and I usually go with, and we have a certain time of the year where we always go and gather our beach asparagus. Those were the two main ingredients. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we spiced it up with the manufactured mayonnaise and butter and garlic. Well, no, I think the garlic was local. It was a gift that Andrew had brought back from his family in upstate New York. So it was a subsistence garlic.
Now, beach asparagus does not look like the asparagus in the grocery store. It's really kind of different. I can, you know, just hearing you describe it, I can see it going well with halibut.
Yeah, and that's what's so fun about this event is the creative combinations of foods. Mm-hmm. Adam, you were talking about your favorite from last year, one of your favorite food ones. What was that?
Yeah, one of my favorites from last year was vaccinium pie, and vaccinium is the species name for huckleberries and blueberries and cranberries, and so someone had been gathering all year and just throwing them all in a pie dish, and then just to make it even more interesting and creative, they had taken the lattice work on top and made it look like a big blueberry bush. And I thought that was pretty creative,
almost
at least artistic.
Almost ashamed to eat that.
Yeah, it was almost a shame.
That kind of thing would sort of qualify for the entry most local ingredients, because you can throw in so many different varieties of berries.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, but Ellen, you and Spencer just had the two beach asparagus and halibut. Right.
Yes, that's all we had. That's all.
But for such a hostile farming environment, Sitka certainly does have an awful lot of people raising chickens and raising and really good gardeners, and some of the locally grown and food was just amazing last year.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to having plenty of that, too.
And that's also welcome. You can bring kind of a traditional dish and just garnish it with a, you know, some kind of locally.
Yeah, absolutely. We didn't want to scare anyone off. If you didn't get a chance to shoot a moose this year or get your goat, then don't worry about it. Just make a delicious dish, garnish it with some nasturtiums, or go out and find some dwarf dogwood or something like that. And just bring it along, because it's way more about the community and those community values and traditions of, you know, everyone sits down at a potluck. It's as local as possible, but don't let that hinder your entry.
Why do you guys think this thing has gotten so big? I mean, I've already kind of confessed to a long-standing interest in wild foods, but is it just that the interest in sustainable foods have just intersecting with our own kind of local interest in this? Or is that what's happening? Or are people just getting more creative about
all of the above? And yeah. I think that we're in a period too where there's a lot of crazy things going on in the world, and food is really something that people feel that you can kind of take control of and you can take ownership of and sort of say, the heck with the food industry, the big food industry, this is something that we can do and mm-hmm. we can share. But it always has been here. I mean, since time immemorial, people have been harvesting local foods here.
Right. You produced, you directed, produced the film.
I didn't shoot anything, as you know.
Right. Well,
even though Stacy, your wife, tried to get me to shoot something, yes.
That question remains open at the end of the movie, though,
yes.
About you sort of, in the film Eating Alaska, you kind of ask yourself, would you actually get to the point of pulling the trigger on local game? But the reaction around the country and around the world, you must go to a lot of places where Eating Alaska is screened and kind of have this sort of conversation about the role food plays in connecting us to our environment.
Yes, and I just showed it at an environmental ed conference where a guy came up to me and said, I can't put a worm on a hook, but I can wring a chicken's neck. It was in the South, but mm-hmm. I like asking those questions. I mean, and I think food is a place where you get to ask those questions about your relationship to where you live and how you connect to what you eat and what your place is in the food chain, which you go to the grocery store, you don't kind of have that connection, but you can also make choices about, you know, the food you buy, of course.
And does it strike you as, are you struck by the fact that people in urban environments and in Europe and places where this movie is screened, that people are actually sort of thinking about the same things we're thinking in Alaska? I mean, how do we make better use of locally available resources?
I think so.
Yeah.
And all the moral and ethical choices with everything you do in your life. I mean, it's not just also what you eat, it's the clothes you put on, but I think it's just because you're raising those questions. But food is such an amazing connecting device. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, inviting someone to share food with you, that's like so fundamental. So that's why, you know, a local wild foods potluck at this time of year, I mean, could the weather be any grimmer this fall? I don't know how many conversations I've had with people about how much trouble they're getting out of bed.
Right.
But if you can sit down and share a meal, that's a really positive thing to do as we lose all this light.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Spencer, I don't want you to divulge too much, but you are the defending champion. What have we got in mind?
I think it has something to do with gooey duck clams.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
Okay. Gooey ducks. Interesting.
We'll just
okay.
go that far, and we won't go any further.
All right. Mm-hmm. So I think
we're going to make Spencer and Ellen judge this year. I don't think we can ethically let them enter again.
Okay.
They're our reigning experts now.
Yeah, I think I better leave them. I think this year I would decline to. It didn't even occur to me, because it never occurred to me that we would win. And then suddenly our names were called, and I was so excited, and then all of a sudden, when I sat down with our friends, they said, well, that's a conflict of interest. And I went, oh, no, what have I done?
It's probably all quickly forgotten. It's all water under mm-hmm. the bridge as soon as people start eating. There could be something like a cookbook in this or something someday.
Yeah, you know, we actually had someone go around and collect stories and recipes when people would divulge from last year, and we'll be doing that again. And if you look on the City Conservation Society website, we have some of those stories and some photos from last year and some recipes. So, yeah, I think if folks are willing to share their secret recipes, mm-hmm. We'd love to do something like that.
Yeah. There's going to be a couple of speakers, too.
Mm-hmm. Richard Nelson is going to speak for just a little bit about how, you know, local food and the local community, how it supports the local economy. and really validates our community traditions and values. And then Tracy Gagnon, who is the community sustainability organizer at Sitka Conservation Society, we'll be talking about the Fish to Schools program, which was a program that got started the year before last, and it's really taken off this year, where we're trying to get as much local fish into kids' school lunches as possible. She's going to talk about some of the amazing successes and some of the great stories and just how much the kids really love that program.
Yeah, it's an interesting collaboration, right from the fisherman to the processor to the food service provider, Nanana, Nana Management, rather. And SCS. One last thing, there are going to be booths at this event. And Spencer, you were saying that people seem to put a lot of energy into their presentation.
A lot of times, you know, events take place and there's display booths and you sort of dutifully walk around and look at what's available. But these have been really interesting. The past few years, the people that have put the booths together have been really creative. Was there chickens last at this, or was it a different event?
A lot of
event?
Eating Alaska screenings, but I know one booth that I'm going to be at is going to be the Slow Food booth, so you can come figure out what the heck Slow Food is if you don't already know. And I know there's going to be other wonderful booths, right?
Mm-hmm. There'll be 4-H, there'll be a booth for Fish to Schools, SCS will have a booth, Sitka, or Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, Sitka Bike Friendly Community. The list just goes on. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. So, again, Adam, the time is going to be next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. At 5:30, folks can bring their dishes and enjoy the booths, and we'll eat shortly thereafter. And it's at Centennial Hall.
Okay. Harrigan Centennial Hall, 5:30 if you're bringing a dish. Eating starts at 6. You can come early and enjoy the booths. And gooey ducks.
That's all I'm saying. Okay. I'm not competing.
We're not competing. Right. But, you know, if anyone wants to talk to the judges beforehand and hint what you might be bringing, we'd love to encourage you.
I'm sure bribes are accepted.
All right.
Ace, not bribes.
Ellen and Spencer are available for consultation.
Clearly.
Or eating.
Thanks a lot for coming in this morning and talking about this with me.
Thanks, Rob.
Spencer Severson is Vice President of the Sitka Conservation Society Board. Ellen Frankenstein is a filmmaker, and Adam Andis is Community Outreach Coordinator for the Sitka Conservation Society.